Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yitzhak Yonah ben Chana, Maris Henry and Bas Chana, and for Yaakov and Sarah Esther. They should all have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'ase yadayim. We're going to be learning about the din of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olei Olam Voed, based on the Sefer Shi'urei HaRav in Siman Gimel. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Krishma on Halacha Dalet that after you say the pasuk of Shema, you say silently, quietly, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olei Olam Voed. And then you continue with Ve'ahavta until the end. And why do we say this? Because when Yaakov Avinu famously gathered his sons in Mitzrayim before he died, he exhorted them to believe in one God and follow in his ways. And he said, maybe one of you has some sort of psul. And they said, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And Yaakov Avinu answered, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. And that's why we also have the minog, says the Rambam, to say this Shevach of Baruch Shem that Yaakov Avinu had said. This is based on a famous Gemara in Psachim Adav Nun Vav. That we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod brings up a certain thorny problem, and that is that it's a hefsek. Shema Yisrael in the Torah is followed by Ve'ahavta. So why isn't Baruch Shem a hefsek between Shema Yisrael and Ve'ahavta? So we could possibly say that since Yaakov Avinu, after they said Shema, he added Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod, therefore the Chachamim were koveh the Baruch Shem b'toch ha-matbeya of Kriyas Shema, and therefore it's part of the guf matbeya of Kriyas Shema. Since from the Takana of Yaakov, the saying of Baruch Shem is included and is joined in to the guf ha-cheftza of Kriyas Shema as it is written. That's what we could say. We could say that since Yaakov said it, now it becomes part and parcel of the Matbeah Tefillah. However, in the Rambam, it's not mashma like that, because the Rambam brings this halacha of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod as a halacha b'fnei atzma. In Halacha Beis, he writes, what does he read? Shalosh Parshiyos Shema Bayim Shmo Vayomer. So it's mashma in the Rambam that the Iker Chefts of Kriyas Shema Midoraisa is only these three parshiyos. And Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod is not included in the Guf HaMetbeya of Kriyas Shema. Chovas Amiras Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod, the Rambam brings in Halacha Dalid as a Halacha Bifnei Atzmo. As the Rambam says, that a person reads Kriyas Shema, when he finishes the first pasuk, he says, Balachash Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. So it's mashma from the Rambam that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod is not part of the Guf HaMetbeya, it's not part of the basic text of Kriyas Shema. It's a Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmo. That when you say Shema and you finish the first pasuk, you say Baruch Shem. If it was part of the Guf HaMetbeah, you would have mentioned it earlier. Umahu Kore. But it's Mashmi, it's Halacha B'fnei Atzma. And then afterwards, the Rambam says, when he finishes Baruch Shem, Chozer V'Kore Kedarko V'Yavta Aser Shem Elokecha. So we see from the Rambam that saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod is not part of the Guf HaKriya. And Memela, he's making a hefsek, and therefore it says, Chozer V'Kore Kedarko. And then he returns, in other words, he stops from this hefsek, and he continues reading as he was. And so as Mavur Behemshech Divrei Ramam, Lefikach Nogu Chayisrael, Lomer Shevach Shishibach Bo Yisrael, Azakin, Achar Pasuk Zeh. And therefore all the Jewish people are knowing to say this praise that Yisrael Azakin said after this Pasuk, meaning after Shema. So we see in the Rambam that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod is Torah's Shevach Bifnei Atzmo. It's like this independent praise that the Jewish people were knowing to say after the saying of the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. And the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael is Mechayiv to say the Shevach of Baruch Shem. But it's not considered in the Guf HaKri of Shema Yisrael. It's just a separate Bazundra Chiyu of Baruch Shem. Ubi Yoser, it's Mavur in the Rambam that it's not B'Torah's Takana. The Rambam says a Lashon of Nagu Kol Yisrael. Mashma that it's a Minig Be'alma, Nagu Kol Yisrael. Lomra. Lomar, Shevach Shishibach Bo'azag Yisrael Azak and Echa Pasuk Zeh. So it's not part of the Guf HaMetbeah, it's not even a Takana, it's a Minig. Akopanim, from all of this, it's Mavur, Shitsa Rambam, The fact that it says in Pesachim and in Vavam and Aleph that we say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved because Yaakov Avinu said it doesn't mean that for this reason they were Koveya Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved Beguf HaChepza of Kriyat Shema. Rather, it's an independent Kiyum. Ubemes. So is Mashma and Pesachim that the sons of Yaakov Avinu said Shema Yisrael and Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shein. So it's Mavur from this that they're two separate independent Kiyumim. And therefore, the saying of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved is Mischalek Miguf HaPasuk of Shema Yisrael. Because if there was a din to being included in the Guf HaChefetz of Shema Yisrael, so then the sons of Yaakov would have had to say it also, since it's part of the Guf HaMiras of Shema Yisrael. So we see, like the sheet of the Rambam, that it's Tekiyum Bifnei Atzmo. That's why the father said Baruch Shem and the son said Shema, two different Kiyumim. So now we have to understand, since we see that it's not part of the Guf HaChefetz of Kriyat Shema, then why is Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved not a Hefsik? Why isn't it Tosefes Tvarim that's not included in the Guf Kriyat Shema Kechsava? Since Shitas HaRambam is that Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved is not included in the Guf HaChefetz and Matbeah of Kriyat Shema, it's not part of the basic liturgy, the part of the basic text. It's a Kiyum Din Amiras Shebach Bifnei Atzmo. It's an independent praise of Hashem. So why is it not considered a hefsek beguf hakriya kichsavo? Uvi Yoser, we can ask, that if we say that the saying of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved is from the Takan of Yaakov Avinu, and it's not part of the guf chovas kriya shema, just that the mechayev is that when you say Shema Yisrael, there's now a mechayev to say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. It should be then that whenever you say Shema, you have to say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved, even when it's not B'Torah's Kiyum, it's Kriya Shema. And it's a milsa de pshita that if you're not mechavein b'kriyasa olatzis yidechov as Kriya Shema, there's no chiyuv at all to say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. Like we see lahedjah b'divrei Rambam in the Seder at Tfilas. לפיכך אנו חייבים להודות לך ולשבח ולפארך וחייבים אנו לומר לפניך בכל יום ערב ובוקר שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו אשרינו שאנו משקיעים ומעריבים בכל יום תמיד ערב ובוקר ואומרים שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד אתה קודם שנברא עולם. So this is the tefila the Rambam says to say מדנה מדנה זך, that he says שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד. And then we say Ashreinu Matov Chelkeinu, Ma'anim Goraleinu, She'anachem Mashkim Arvim Uchol Yom, etc., etc. Where's the Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved? So when you say Shema Yisrael before Tefillah, you don't say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved, because this Kriya is not L'Shem Chovas Kriya Shema. It's Mavur Lahedya that the din of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved is a din Mesuyah B'Kiyum Mitzvah Kriya Shema, and it's not Shayich to saying the Pasuk. And it's even more explicit in the Torah. אבל אנחנו סימן ממבוב עמך בני בריסך בני אברהם אובך ואומם שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו השם אחד רבינו יהודה חסד אירוגי לא מרח רב ברוך שאין כבר מחוס על עולם ועד וימחה ולצס ידע בו ידע חוב אז קריא שמע משום שפעם כשעושים קרובץ מסעקים מקריא שמע ועד אחר זמנה. So writes the Ramah, so we see Gvaldik that you don't have to say Baruch Shem. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said to say Baruch Shem dafka in order to be yotzeg, because he's afraid he wouldn't get to Kriya Shema on time. But when you're not being Yotze, you're Chiyuv of Kriya Shema, there's no Chiyuv of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. We also see on Rosh Hashanah when you say the Psukim of Malchius and you say Shema Yisrael, we don't see in a Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. But Lashit Sarambam, that Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved is Yisrael de Mitakonis Yaakov and it's not part of the Guf Kiyuv Mitzvah Kriya Shema, the Mechayiv is the saying of the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, it's Mechayiv to say Baruch Shein, this Shevach. So why is it Talui in the din of being Yotzei Kriya Shema? Advarim Tzrichim Iyun Rav. Why is it Talui in the Mitzvah Kriya Shema? It should be that anytime you say Shema Yisrael, you should have to say, you should be obligated to say Baruch Shem. So there's a machlokes haposkim if saying Baruch Shem Kavon Mechus Alolam Voed is ma'akev kiyum Mrs. Kriyashma or not. The Shilta Giborim in Perak HaYakore Daf Ches Amit Beis Bamud Erif writes in the name of the Riaz, V'nere be'enai shim lo amru ein machzir enoso, that if you didn't say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod, you don't have to go back. The Bach brings him and he writes, V'taymo de Kriya Shema Darais Eloi Tzai Decho Vasim Lo Amro Avo Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod Einu Ela Takana Kevin Damri Yaakov Hilko Chen Machzir Enoso. So the reason is that Kriya Shema Darais and therefore you're not Yotzei Dechova if you don't say it. But Baruch Shem is only a takana. It's interesting, the Rambam says Lashon Minik, it's Lashon Takana. It's only a takana of Yaakov Avinu. Since Yaakov said it, we say it. And therefore, Ein Machzirin also. But the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Aleph writes, Vim lo amar Baruch Shem Kavam Machus Alolam Vod, Ein Machzirin also. Bach v'shul tegi borim, v'levush kas shafilu amar v'lo amar v'kavona tzarech l'ach, so levush is not only up to say it with kavona. So you see the sheet of the levush, that not only is the Amir of Baruch Shem Ma'akev, but even the Kavanah's Ma'akev. And Chomer Din Amiras of a Kavanah's of Kriyas Pasuk Rishon Atzma. You don't have Kavanah, you have to go back. The Magen Avraham adds that Kedivrei Alavush is Muchach at the beginning of Siman Samach Vav. And what he means is, that there the Mechaber writes, U'v'emtza Shol B'Shalom, Nishu Yari Mimenu, U'meishu Shalom Adam Nechbar, in the middle of Shema, in the middle of the parak, you're allowed to be shol shalom if you're afraid, and you're allowed to be meshiv shalom to another nechbad. And even in the middle of a pasuk, chutz mi pasuk shema yisrael avarach shein kavod b'chus alolam vod, shlo yafsik b'hem klal, im lo b'nei shiyari shem yargenu, you're not allowed to make a hefsik b'chal between shema and baruch shein. So it's mevur b'divrei ha-mechaber that he holds that baruch shein is so chamor like the din of Amira's pasuk rishon atzma. With respect to the fact that you're now allowed to be shalom b'nei yiro, meishiv b'nei ha-kovet. So you see, it has the same status as the first pasuk. Ube'emes, kedivrei alavush, we can also prove from the Ramban Siman Memvav Siv Tes, who writes in the name of the Torah, v'tavlom ha-b'shachar, sachar shema Yisrael, baruch shayim kevoid malchisa loylam v'oed, ki lefam shom 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 im kriya shema l'kroyis v'shalo b'zmana, v'yoytze b'zeh. So it's good after Shema Yisrael in the morning to add baruch shayim kevoid malchisa loylam v'oed, when you say it before tefillah, because sometimes you can end up saying Kriya Shema Shalom Bizman and you'll be yotzei with this. Bipshitus, we can explain what the Ramah means, is that the Iker Yitzias Yidei Chovas Kriya Shema is not Talui in Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Alolam Vod, just in Kavana to be yotzei. And the Amira of Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod is a totsa, it's an outcome. Since this person is mechaving Latzis Yidei Chovas Kriya Shema, Memela, he has another chiyuv to say Baruch Shem. He's like we saw before, that chiyuv of Amira's Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod is taller in Kiyo Mrs. Kriya Shema. When you yell to say Kriya Shema, you have to say Baruch Shem. It's not that Baruch Shem enables you to be Yotzei. But that it's an outcome. Since you want to be Yotzei, you also have to say Baruch Shem. Because whenever you're Yotzei, you're saying Baruch Shem. It's not that Baruch Shem enables you to be Yotzei. Once you're being Yotzei, say Baruch Shem. That's how you could learn the Ramah. But the Gra writes in his Biur, "Ki belo Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod, Einu Ela Kasibur Tvarim Be'alma." If you're not saying Baruch Shem, you're just like telling a story. And the Makor Divrei Agra is in the Beis Yosef. It's Simi Memvav who writes and what the Torah writes there. Ben Yudah Chosid would say it after Shema. Would say Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod. The Beis Yosef writes Kaloimar. The Gesheinu Oymer El Shema Yisrael Avad Nirushenu Ela Kasibur Tvarim Shom Shema Shom Yisrael Kshmi Yachadim. It's like you're saying, this is what Jewish people say when they say God is one. They say Shema Yisrael Shema Kenosh Shemacha. But when you have a Shomer Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Alolam Vod, so now it shows that now you want to be Miyachid, and therefore you're Mevarech. You say, "Blessed is the name of God's glorious kingdom." It shows that you're doing it, you're not just being misaper. So you see here the chashivas of Baruch Shem. It's not just an outcome of the fact that you're being Yotzei. It's to show that your Shema is not a secret Dvarim Ba'alma, that you mean it for real. We have to understand. Why can't you just have Kavana? Through Kavana that you're Miskavein Lotzis Yidei Mitzis Kriya Shema, that should be enough that it's not secret Dvarim Ba'alma. Manashach. If you had Kavana not to be Yotzei, it's Pashut that the Baruch Shem doesn't help. It's still secret Dvarim. And if you're Mechavein Lotzis, why isn't Shema Yisrael enough? You don't mean Sibra Dvarim. But based on the Lavush, it's very good. Because Ba'amas, without Baruch Shem Kavon Machasul Embedded, Sibra Dvarim, it's not only with respect to the Kriya Shema that we say before Shachris. Rather, this reason is also Shach to the Kriya Shema of Tefillah. And that's why we paskin that if you don't say Baruch Shem Kavon Machasul Embedded, you're not Yotzei Dechov is Kriya Shema. Like Lavush writes, if you don't say it, machzir nosa. And the reason is that without Baruch Shem Kavod Machzul Lamed, there's a chisar in the kiyum of the pasuk rishon. It's kesibur dvarim ba'alma. Just to show that you're being yotzei. It's mashlam a chisar in the first pasuk. Otherwise, the first pasuk is just sibur dvarim. So that Baruch Shem Kavod Machzul Lamed is ma'akev. It's not because of a chisar in the amir of Baruch Shem Kavod Machzul Lamed. Rather, it's migareya begufa kriya shel pasuk rishon. It's negating the first pasuk. The first pasuk is only sipur dvarim. If you don't say Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem shows you mean it for real. It's mashlim the kavana of the pasuk rishon, and therefore, if you miss it or you don't have kavana, you have to be chozer. Kumtais that the shita of the Beis Yosef and the Gra like the shita of Lavush, that the amir of Baruch Shem kavod machusol alamed is ma'akev bikur kiyum it's kriya shema pasuk rishon. But we still have to understand. Since Baruch Shem Kavod Machzul Embed is not Miguf Hachev to the Kriya Shema Kichsava, how do we know there should be an ego of Linya Nikur Kiyum to the Kriya Shema? Achor, as long as you're Mechavein L'Shem Mitzis Kriya Shema, that should be enough. Mechitesi to make your Kriya Sibur Dvarim Ba'alma. If it's not part of the Gufa Matbeya, then how can you say that it's so absolutely, completely necessary? Have kavana to be yotzei the first pasuk, and not l'shem sipur dvarim. No, we say Baruch Shem makes the first pasuk not sipur dvarim. Without proper kavana of Baruch Shem, you didn't say properly the first pasuk either. But it's not part of the gufa matbea. So what's going on over here? Moreover, since Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid holds that the pasuk that when you read Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk, that's enough to be Yotzei Dechovas Kriya Shema Daraisa Bismana, so we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the takana of Kriya Shar Parshias are not ma'akev v'kiyum it's Kriya Shema Daraisa, and therefore your Yotzei Dechovas HaChiyuv Daraisa b'Kriya Pasuk Rishon Greda. You have to just read the first pasuk before Tefillah and you're set midaraisa. If so, how is it possible that saying Baruch Shem Kavod Machusel Omved, which isn't Bechlau Migufa Kriya Kichsava, is going to be more Me'akev than the reading of the other Parshias? And if we're not concerned with respect to the Kriya Daraisa of the other Parshias, why are we so concerned with Baruch Shem, which isn't even part of the Gufa Kriya? It's not there in the Chumash. Yadvarim Tzrichim Iyun. So we got some insight into Baruch Shem. We asked a number of very stark kashas. And now, Mitzvah Shem, in the next segment of the Shir, we will, now meaning in the next segment, now is when you start listening to the next part, we will, Mitzvah Shem, continue and be Miyashev Siyata Tishmaya. based on Shiurei Harav. We should all be zocher lilmod ulamed lishmor b'lasis. What time is called? Divrei Sama Teresa B'Ahava. Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.